The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
How do we honor our father and our mother? Welcome to the Called Obedience Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Schulze, and this broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray now for the divine anointing of the Spirit of God on this declaration of thy word. In the name of Jesus, amen. Last Sunday, I began to speak to you about the fifth commandment of the ten, and that commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. I brought to your attention that as we look at the whole of Scripture, this verse really says, honor all of God's representatives, not only your father and mother, as they are God's representatives for children, but all authority is appointed of God, ordained of God, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 13 in these words, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. There you are, my friend. That's the New Testament agreeing with the Old Testament that anyone who rises up against authority is rising up against God. Now then, I brought to your attention two stories from the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy last week. In the first case, it was if somebody would smite father or mother or curse father or mother, that person was to be put to death. I give you another passage, and there God is saying, if a son disobeys father or mother and is chastened, and then he still does not obey, then that son was to be taken by father and mother to the city elders, and then every man in that city was to partake of the stoning of this disobedient son. God made a covenant with Israel that she was to be a holy nation unto him, and in that nation he would not tolerate any rebellion, any disobedience towards any one of God's representatives. And this is the attitude of the Lord that we find throughout the whole Bible. We must never forget it, that rebellion towards authority was the first sin of the devil, and God hates it and detests it. And any parent who tolerates rebellion and disobedience in his or her children is cooperating with the devil in the destruction of the child's soul. Now, today I want to continue by sharing with you how we can honor a father and a mother. First of all, we honor our father and our mother by praying for them. Children, I admonish you to pray for mother and father every day, every single day, because it's very, very difficult to be a good father, a godly father, a wise father, and a wise mother in this day and age where there are so many pressures that are exerted upon the Christian home. Pray for your mother and father every day, and God will begin to do something in your heart, young person. Secondly, obey them. To honor your father and mother means to obey them, and if you obey them, God's representatives ought to be obeyed. God will take care of you. God will bless you. That's what Paul promises in Ephesians chapter 6. Now let me give you some practical illustrations on how this works in the real world. Recently, we had a Christian youth camp, and one of the young people said to me, my mother didn't want me to come to this youth camp. She doesn't want me to go to any place where there's a lot of religion. She doesn't want me to get excited about Jesus. And so she said day after day, daughter, I don't want you to go to this youth camp. Well, what was this daughter to do? What did she do? Thank God for this daughter. She had wisdom. And she prayed about this. And finally she said to her mother, now, mother, I'm willing to obey you. If you don't want me to go to this youth camp, I will not go to this youth camp because I want to honor you and obey you. But would you please think about this? And so another day or so went by, and mother came to daughter and said, well, daughter, I believe that I want you to go to this youth camp. Oh, glory to God. My friend, this young woman was thrilled. She praised the Lord for this answer to prayer. What this young woman did when she says, mother, I'm willing to obey you, and I'm going to honor you. I will do whatever tell me to do, stay or go. When she said that, my friend, this young lady turned God loose upon her mother. And then God influenced her mother and said, let your daughter go. Oh, God will bless you, young people, if you honor your father and your mother. I have another story. Here's a young lady. She wants to obey God, and she wants to keep the Sabbath day holy and not do any work therein, but worship the Lord with God's people. But her parents want her to work on Sundays. So she came to me, and she says, Pastor Schulze, what am I going to do? My parents want me to work on Sundays. And this is what I told her. I said, say to your mother and father, would you please give me an audience? I want to talk to you about something that's very, very dear to my heart, something that's very serious. And then explain to your father and mother what the Bible says in Exodus about keeping the Sabbath day holy and not doing any work therein. Explain to them that you want to go all for God, you want to obey God, and that there's nothing more important in your life than to do the will of God. That's what you're born for. But then also tell your mother and father and say to them, there's another commandment here which I'm aware of, which is honor thy father and mother, and that means obey father and mother. So I want to lay this before you, Mom and Dad. I will obey you and work on Sundays if you want me to, but then it is your decision for me to work on Sundays. It is your responsibility before God, and then no longer mine if I break the Sabbath day. So that's the way we honor our father and mother, by obeying them. So we honor our father and mother, first by praying for them, secondly by obeying them, and thirdly by treasuring their wisdom. Do you really think as a 16-year-old that you are as wise as your mother and father? Well, a lot of 16-year-olds think they are. But let me ask you, 16-year-old, do you think that possibly that in about 20 to 30 years you will be wiser than you are now at 16? And I believe you would say, yes, I think so. I think I'll be wiser in 20 to 30 years. Well, dear one, your father and mother are already there, having had tremendous experiences these last 20 to 30 years that have given them great wisdom. So treasure the wisdom of your father and of your mother. Fourthly, to honor your parents, don't press your will upon them, but be flexible. The Lord may impress you, and He may impress your pastor, that you are to go to a certain Christian college to get your education, and your mother and father will say, no, 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 we don't want you to go to this Christian college. We don't want you to go to this big secular university, and that's what you need to do. Well, what are you going to do? Well, dear one, because you want to honor your father and mother, and you should, you will not force your revelation upon your parents, because you're still under father's and mother's roof. They still pay your bills, and you're still responsible to them. So honor father and mother by not forcing your will, your revelation upon them. Wait on God. Yes, you may make your wishes known to mother and father that you feel God wants you to go to a Christian college. You tell them, Mom and Dad, but I will honor what you say to me, what you want me to do. And my friend, what seems to be the wrong college, God can make it the right college for you, because after all, God created the whole universe. And there's nothing too hard for the Lord. If you obey your parents, a college choice that has not been God's perfect will, but His permissive will, can become God's perfect will, for all things work together for good to those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. So honor your parents. Pray for them. Obey them. Treasure their wisdom. Next, my friend, to honor your parents, find out what you can do for them. Find out that which will help them. In your prayers for mother and father every day, ask the Lord to give you wisdom how you can lift their burdens, their loads, and how to bring them joy. And the next, my friend, I think this is number 6, to honor your father and mother, do things for them they did not ask you to do. Go the second mile. Help with the dishes. Help cleaning house. Help in the garden. Help ironing clothes and so forth. And I can't tell you what God's going to do for you, how much He'll bless you. To honor your father and mother. Guard their reputation. Speak well of them in the presence of your friends and enemies alike, and it will be well with you. Now let me give you a personal experience which is really a real precious to me. When I was in college, the Holy Spirit revealed to me the woman that was to be my wife. And I was excited about this, and I prayed about it for some time to get confirmation. And the Lord said, yes, this girl called Marcia is to be your wife. But I found out that my wife-to-be did not have a revelation from God that was all that clear. She was thrilled and excited that I had one, but she was still holding back a little bit. So the day came when I took Marcia to meet my mother for the first time. And of course, it was a moment, a very nervous moment for both my mother and my future wife. Well, after the meeting was over, my sweetheart, Marcia, all of a sudden became just a little bit more friendly towards me, if you know what I mean. And I felt, well, that's wonderful. Apparently she likes my mother and feels more comfortable now, but I found out that that was not necessarily the case. The case really was this, that she became more comfortable with me because when she saw how I treated my mother, how I honored her, by that observation, she got the revelation that I was the right man for her. And she said to herself, since this is the way my sweetheart treats his mother, and that's the way he's going to treat me. And now the Holy Spirit confirmed in her heart that surely I was the right man for her. I said to myself later, why, if I would only have known that I was being tested when Marcia saw me interact with my mother, I would have done much better. But I just did my ordinary thing, and apparently it was good enough for Marcia. Young girls, I want you to know the way boys treat their mothers, that's the way they are going to treat you. If they honor their mothers, if they are respectful, if they are helpful towards their mothers, they will be helpful and respectful towards you, and they will honor you. And vice versa, young men, the way a young lady responds to her father in submission and respect, that is the way she will respond to you when she gets married. Finally, the Apostle Paul warns us in 2 Timothy 3 that in the last days, the more we see the day of Jesus' second coming approaching, the more disobedience we shall see amongst children towards their parents. Here is this passage. This I know, Paul says, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, which means without self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You notice here that what's going to be in the last days, and we're there now in these last days from this passage, that practically every commandment of the Lord, every one of the 10 commandments of the Lord will be broken, leading to this awful, awful flood of iniquity that includes disobedience to parents. Treat your parents as God's representatives, and He will bless you, and He will promise you long life. Now, Father, we thank Thee for this time together about this great 5th commandment. We don't want to be without this commandment. Without this, we have our whole society go down to a low, low level of morality. We would have our society go into disorder and crime. And we pray, Lord, help us to heed Thy holy words. Honor your father and mother and get it into our hearts, we ask it. In the name of Jesus and for the glory of God, amen. Well, thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience radio ministry. I'm Pastor Schulze, and goodbye now until then.